We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brian Harmon with us.
Unless, Brian, you want to talk Nick basketball. Unless you interested in Nick basketball?
Brian, how are you? Joe Beningo? Evan Roberts?
How's it going, Brian?
Good to see you guys.
Look, you came so close last week. I mean, you were there. You're in the final pairing with Justin on the last day. Obviously, it didn't work out for you. Koepka was making every putt down the stretch. He had a couple tough bogeys in the back nine. But how about the experience? You came that close. You won earlier this year. I guess it was the Wells Fargo in North Carolina. How about that? How about being there? Going on Sunday, U.S. Open, the final pairing. How did that feel?
Yeah, it was great. You know, I just ran into a bus all that last day. Played so good. But I gave it everything I had. And, I was – I didn't have any bullets left in the chamber when I got done, so I gave it absolutely everything I had. So sometimes you get beat.
Yeah.
What's the biggest difference when you're competing on a stage like that, the U.S. Open, a major like that? Is there a significant difference when you're close on a tournament like that as compared to another one?
Not as much as you might think. You know, I mean, the tournaments we play in week in, week out are full of great players. The guys have won a ton of times, so. You know, I try to treat it like any other event, but obviously it's our national championship. It's a little bit different, but, the emotions that go into competing and trying to win a golf tournament, it's hard to explain. When you get done, it's like that adrenaline hangover is very real.
You know, how about the course? Let's talk a little bit about Erin Hills, because a lot was made. Oh, Kevin Na made a big deal earlier in the week about the fescue, and they went. I guess the USGA actually went out and cut some of it down. But the course, it seemed to me, Brian, played very easy. I mean, 16 under par tied the all-time record. I guess McIlroy had that earlier, you know, wherever that – I think with Congressional is where he had it. So did the course really play that easy?
No, it didn't. The difference being was the greens were so perfect that it was easy to make putts. And the greens weren't as slopey as some of the ones we've played in past.
Not as fast as maybe some.
Well, they were plenty fast, but they were a good – putt making speed, if that makes sense. It was when the ball got rolling online. I think that had more to do with the low scores than anything else. But I'm not convinced that that's a bad thing.
Right.
And I didn't get to watch any of it on television, but from the feedback I've gotten, it was a pretty good product on TV. Guys were making some putts. Guys were able to make some runs and shoot some low scores. So it seemed to have a pretty good amount of interest. So for me, the course rewarded good shots, it punished bad ones, and I don't know what else you can ask for in a golf course.
When you go into a Sunday with a shot to win a tournament like that, what is that Saturday night like? I mean,
it's
how
tough.
Much sleep do you get?
It's hard. Luckily, I have my family. I have my wife and my little one-year-old there. So
you didn't sleep at all, basically.
Exactly, yeah. I don't sleep at all to begin with.
I have a 9-month-old. So I understand.
Yeah, it's the same deal.
I hear you.
But, but you do your best. You know, you try to eat as good as you can, and you get some sleep. And if you don't, you don't. You just deal with it.
How does it feel? Talking to Brian Harmon, of course, we're here, Beningo and Roberts live at the TPC River Highlands as he gets ready to play in the Travelers, which has got a great field this week. But so, you know, you do what you do over the first 2 days, and you're looking around, and you say, wow, look at Dustin Johnson didn't make the cut. Rory McIlroy didn't make the cut. Jason Day didn't make the cut. I mean, Jordan Spieth barely makes the cut, and I think he finished one over for the tournament. You look at guys like that, and you say, wow. Boy, I must be doing something right. These guys can't even make the cut here. Does that stuff, you think about that kind of thing?
I think that's a trap you could fall into. But you don't want to look sideways a lot. You want to look forward. Only thing I was concerned about was my game.
Right.
My plan for that course. How I was going to shoot the lowest score I can. And worrying about who made the cut and who didn't make the cut, it's not helping me at all. So I try not to let any of those. Yeah, it's kind of distracting when you start looking sideways on the range and seeing who's there and who's not.
Now, here's the thing. You're a lefty, and lefties are special, all right? We deal with a lot of crap no one understands.
No lefty has ever won, by the way.
How about that?
I know that was a big deal for you,
Brian, close.
Right?
That's got to be
you
a big
deal. You were close.
That's got to be a big, because, I mean, people don't even realize this. When you go
we
to school.
We can't get the same clubs.
Yeah, oh, Let me tell you, I took a golf class once. I tried
to
learn.
You got to put your belt on backwards if it's because the tail end will hit you on the arm when it comes
through.
The
ink on your hands when you're right.
That's right.
I mean, how was that in all seriousness? Because you always faced that adversity as a lefty growing up, trying to play a game in which probably most of the clubs you tried to use were right-handed.
Yeah.
How was that as a lefty growing up, trying to play this game?
Well, I tell everyone I forget I'm left-handed because I stare at righties all day, so I feel like I look like everyone else. So I'm the goofy one out there. But, you know, I played ball before I played golf, and my parents thought I was going to be a true lefty, a batted lefty. But when they throw me a ball, I'd catch it in my right-handed glove, and I'd take the glove off and throw it back to them. So I'm kind of all messed up.
Let me ask you, because watching the tournament, when you get up to the 18th green, and, you know, obviously Brooks has already got the tournament won, the whole deal. You walk up there, and the announcers on Fox, I guess it was Joe Buck, Azinger, all those guys, they're talking about the money that if you finish second alone, because if you wound up tied with Matsuyama, right, both 12 yeah. under at the end of the day. But, you know, you don't think about that aspect. You're thinking about, okay, well, he winning the tournament, but there's a lot of money at stake. For you, when you get up there, are you thinking about that on the 18th?
No.
Are you thinking about the money that you may make if you make this putt or
no.
don't make it?
No, I don't play for the dough. I never have. I play for the trophies, man. I play to compete. I play to win. And when I got done, you know, my manager, Mac Barnhart, he told me, so that's not a bad way to win, you know, what I won.
Right, sure.
And I couldn't have guessed within – I don't know how, you know, I wouldn't have even come close to knowing how much I made. So I had no idea what I was going to make or anything like that. And I honestly, I just don't care. I don't care. I play to shoot the lowest score I can, and I'm trying to beat everybody.
Talking to Brian Harmon, how do you, after competing in an event like that with all the excitement of a U.S. Open, how do you move on to the next tournament?
It's hard. You know, I talked about the it's an emotional adrenaline hangover from it. It's
sure.
like, you know, I couldn't even sleep that night. You know, just not distraught by any means, but it's a up and down, and there's a lot of emotions that go into it. So I just got to get back to doing what I was doing, try to prepare. I love this event. This is one of my favorite ones. I've played it 6 or 7 times, come here every year. So I'm just going to enjoy this week and try to do the best I can.
Again, we're talking to Brian Harmon, who came so close last week at the U.S. Open. Yeah, it's amazing the parity we've seen. I mean, every week now, Brian, you know, I watch these tournaments religiously. By the way, I also play the M1s. I got an M1 9 and
nice.
M2. It's made my game a lot better, so let me give TaylorMade a pop.
There you go.
But I watch these tournaments. My wife plays the M2. She's right over there. She loves it, too. I watch these tournaments. Every week, there's a new guy that wins. I mean, it's amazing to me. I mean, the last 7 majors have been won by first-time major winners.
Yeah.
We, you know, you go back to the days of Tiger when he dominated. It's not like that anymore. I mean, how about that?
Well, first off, there's no one like Tiger.
Well, no, you know, I understand.
He, and he dominated in a time when the golf, you know, I wasn't around when Jack Nicklaus was winning his majors, and obviously he had to play against Tom Watson and Trevino and all these great players.
Right, right.
But just the game has evolved so much. There's so many more people playing the game now. The instruction is so good. All the equipment's so good. The ball is great. We have all these tools, you know. Now probably 85% of the guys out here work out 2 or 3 times a week, as opposed to, you know, back in the day, no one worked out. So you're getting bigger, stronger athletes that are playing the game, and you know, there's just more guys that can play.
Yeah, and that's interesting because I remember, you know, Tiger at his finest. Like, I'm not a huge golf guy. I was watching. Everybody was watching.
Yeah.
He's Tiger Woods,
exactly.
And he was like, wasn't he one of the first guys to ever work out and do things like that?
Yeah. He changed the game. I heard a little anecdote about him when he comes down into the gym at this hotel, and a couple guys are in there working out, and he comes out, and I think he did it just to mess with the guys. He starts doing these funny-looking workouts, and then when he gets done, he leaves, and everyone starts doing the same little funny-looking workouts, you know. So he changed the game. He changed the way that people mentally prepare, and he changed the narrative on golf because he's an athlete.
Sure,
he's an absolute pure athlete, you know. And it definitely made people look at golf a little different than they do.
You know, you watch these guys play, and again, we're talking to Brian Harmon, and you see how, you know, how they hit the ball. I mean, Dustin Johnson, it's unbelievable. Rory, Jason Day, Koepka, I mean, these guys, they hit it to the moon. It's unbelievable. You're not the biggest guy in the world, but you're still out there. You're hitting the ball over 300 off the tee. I mean, how about that? I mean, do you think about that with these other guys, the way they can, you know, kill it off the tee?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I'm glad, just like baseball. I mean, there's there's guys that don't hit for power.
Right.
Now, I hit it plenty far to compete out here, obviously.
Sure.
But at the same time, I'm not ever going to try to overpower a golf course. That's just not my
– Right.
That's
right.
not my – I'm pretty happy being a gap hitter. You know what I mean? Like, I'm happy with what I have, and I got to find other ways to do it. And there's plenty of ways to do it in golf.
What do you like about the Travelers Championship? You mentioned it's one of your favorites to play.
Yeah, well, the area is great. I stay in downtown Hartford. It's great restaurants down there. The course is immaculate. The greens are perfect. It's a fun golf course to play. There's some drama on the back now with the drivable par four and a really good two finishing holes. So it's a good golf course. It's fair. They've got a little bit of rough, so it makes it pretty challenging. And you usually get some pretty good champions here.
Terrific field this week, too.
Great field. Yeah,
great field.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
top draw.
It's nice that the big guys are supporting and staying in town. I know it's big for the area, so it's good for everyone.
Now, we're going to see you at Royal Birkdale, I guess it is, for the Open?
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
you'll be at the PGA as well, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, okay. I'll be excited to get to both of those.
Well, good. Well, look forward to seeing you win one. Get that major.
Yeah, there
you
go.
Came,
best
you
of
came
luck.
So close last week, Brian, and congratulations on winning earlier in the year as well.
Thank you.
Do it for all the lefties, even though you're not really a full lefty.
I appreciate y'all having me. Really do. Thank you.
Thank you,
Brian. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
Brian Harmon. We're live here from the Travelers Championship. Beningo and Roberts coming right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.